WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News celebrating Jimmy Carter. I'm Sherry Preston. Leaving the Capitol. The casket holding the remains of former President Jimmy Carter being moved from the rotunda to the National Cathedral in Washington. ABC's Terry Moran is there with more on the state funeral, which begins shortly.
The nation will pay a final formal farewell to Jimmy Carter with the high honors and solemn ceremony of a state funeral here at the National Cathedral. It's the culmination of more than a week of tributes to our 39th president, a man who came out of a small town in Georgia and spent nearly his entire adult life in service to his country and the wider world. All five of the nation's living presidents will be here today. That's a rare gathering, politics put aside for a moment.
President Biden will be delivering one of the eulogies. Former President Jimmy Carter will be buried in his hometown of Plains, Georgia. He heads back there later today. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is considering wind turbine restrictions amid the population decline of cave bats. According to DNR officials, the restrictions would involve a wind speed requirement to use the turbines, as cave bats typically don't fly as often in high winds. The wind speed required to use the turbines would be determined by the population density of the cave bats in a particular area. The Department of Natural Resources will be accepting public comments on the restriction plan until January 15th. A report by the Wisconsin Policy Forum found that local municipalities are paying more for recycling services while state aid remains flat. According to the report, the operational costs of recycling services grew by about 0.5% each year from 2013 to 2021, but the available state funding for recycling grants has remained at about $20 million since 2011, following a reduction from about $32 million prior. As a result, local government budgets are facing greater strain to fill the gaps with local revenue sources like property taxes. The city of Duluth is taking action to slow the spread of an invasive species. City crews began removing about 100 dead ash trees near Amity Creek this week. The trees were killed by the invasive emerald ash borer, which as of last summer had officially infected every county in the state of Wisconsin. Department of Natural Resources officials say they expect the invasive beetles to eventually kill up to 99% of the ash trees across Wisconsin, leading many municipalities to begin removing those trees before they become infected. A number of Barron County towns will receive portions of nearly $5 million in state funding to improve rural roadways. Recipients of the second round of Wisconsin's Agriculture Road Improvement Program awards were recently announced. The town of Clinton will receive about $2.2 million, the town of Barron will receive just under $2 million, and the town of Sioux Creek will receive just under $1 million. The program is meant to improve transportation efficiency in rural areas to cut supply costs for farmers and consumers. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Bucks kicked the Spurs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks with a dominating 121-105 victory over the San Antonio Spurs. Doc Rivers on how he thought his team played defensively.
I loved it. I told him that at halftime, it's like, guys, back-to-back games, our defensive focus and attention to detail was on point. And when we play like that, we're really tough. Because if we get multiple misses, we're going to eventually make threes.
College hoops, the Wisconsin Badgers will try to extend their four-game winning streak when they host the Minnesota Gophers. That's tomorrow night, 6 p.m. at the Kohl Center in Madison. NFL, Packers holding practice, getting ready to face the Eagles. Sunday afternoon at 3:30, Jaden Reed says it's too soon for the Packers season to be over just yet.
We ain't worked this hard to come this far. You know, we went through a lot, you know, in camp, through the season to even get here. So our mindset is on one goal, and, you know, that's how we're preparing this week.
That's Packers wide receiver Jaden Reed. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today with a little light snow developing by later this afternoon. Our high right around 25. More light snow tonight. Overall, we're looking at a dusting at best. Not going to be a lot of snow. 17 our low tomorrow. Partly to mostly cloudy 24 with more light snow on the way by Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now is 10.
Matt and Air on Air.
It is our 1 year anniversary here on Matt and Air on Air. Thank you, Greg and Calvin, for being on this journey with me. It's been great.
Thanks for having me. I can't speak for Calvin.
I'm always thrilled to be here.
Unbridled.
The enthusiasm
enjoyment.
Brimming over from you, Calvin. I'm overwhelmed. Thank you.
Matt and Air on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Friday, we'll ask former U.S. Attorney Jim Santel about the both legal and legally challenged ideas being bounced around in the final days before Trump takes office.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Has anybody here seen my old friend Abraham? Can you tell me where he's gone? Oh, he freed a lot of people, but it seems the good die young. Yeah, I just looked around and he was gone. Has anybody here seen my old friend John? Can you tell me where he's gone? You know, he freed a lot of people, but it seems the good die young. Yeah, I just looked around and he was gone. Oh yeah.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Listen, we're talking about the horrific fires that are going on in California and the fact that Republicans led by Donald Trump and Elon Musk are blaming Democrats for the fire and just unconscionable. But they're not alone. And, you know, we had a couple guys call in supporting that, and they're not alone. There are many people in this nation who have bought into that. And so that's what they believe, right? They don't feel compassion. You know, they can't understand exactly how important that is. So 855-752-4842. Susan, you're up. Go ahead.
Hi, good morning. Yes, I've been listening to this and watching it myself. What Trump and his supporters lack are independent thinking. They all sit there, they watch Fox News or any of these people who on radio, don't they think we monitor this stuff and listen to this stuff ourselves? What happened in California was going to happen. Because of the lack of rain, the lack of snow, I mean, we could have the same thing in Wisconsin in some of our northern parts. Don't they realize that? We don't get as much precipitation as we did years ago. I remember as a kid walking back and forth to school and the big snow piles and stuff in January and February. We had snow, right? Big snowfalls right into March. I remember in April Fool's Day. Okay, but we don't have that. And because we don't have that, there is a lack of water. It is dry, very dry. And when these, all you need is the start of one ember and it goes off to the races. There's nothing you can do to stop it. And to say this ludicrous stuff, these things that don't make any sense, and then these people believe this, it shows the indoctrination of the American people by people like Trump and Musk. Get away from this. Get some independent thinking. Stick to the facts, not something you heard on Fox News, people, because your life may depend on it someday, even in Wisconsin here. Because, I mean, our North Woods are really dry.
Hey, Susan, thank you very much for the call. Really appreciate it. Let's go to Mike from Cedarburg. Good morning to you, Mike. You say what?
Well, I started my career with Cal Fire, with my forestry career. So I got a little bit different background and perspective since I was actually out there as a wildfire tech starting out before being a forest engineer. This is a time when Newsom and Trump and all of them have to work together and say, hey, look, this is not what's working. I can tell you from a forest manager point of view, coming back up to Wisconsin and working up in the Ottawa up north, our problem up in northern Wisconsin is simply clearing out land and have the manpower and budget to do it. But getting back to California, what the previous caller stated is not technically correct. California is very unique. In fact, what happens with the snow and the rain that comes down there, it would be collected in reservoirs, and I agree. You don't need a lot of dams, but they need a rethinking of engineering.
So Mike, I guess the issue is not to the technical aspects of it, but the fact that the president, soon to be president of the United States, is not doing what should be done, and that's calling this nation together during a crisis. He's pointing fingers. Come on, man. That's the issue.
I understand that. I think you'll see that in a lot of catastrophes.
No. We have not seen, I have not seen any other president, and I'm 70 years old, man. I have not seen any other president of the United States doing a Holocaust like this say, first thing out of his mouth, well, this is because of Democrats. Never seen it, man.
Now, let me get one sentence in. And I am a Democrat, by the way. But I am what I would consider a common sense Democrat, where my party's probably left me about 2 years ago. But I still vote Democratic if I can. You have 140, I don't know, I have the stats, firefighters let go because they wouldn't take a COVID shot. I mean, you need manpower, and you need common sense. And I agree, it shouldn't be pointing fingers. I know Newsom's hurting. I know a lot of people.
What do you mean, Newsom? This is not about Newsom. It's about all of those people, man. Newsom's one person.
And manages it. They look for political leaders to guide them and to lead them, and they're not getting the job done.
Hey, Mike, thank you very much for the call, man. I wish I had more time. Let's go to Karina from Milwaukee. Karina, quickly, you say what?
Hello. You see, I think this way. We have people dying. We have people losing their homes. We have so much pain and catastrophe right now that it's not the right time to find somebody to blame. Obviously, on the other side, I want to say, everybody knows that there is a fire in California. it's the same thing as the Republican always saying, oh, this is not a guns killing people. It's the people killing people. But I don't care who are sitting up there, Democrats or Republicans. We are all Americans. And why is it that you spend $24 million for homeless people, and the homeless people are still there? And Tom just called and said to everybody that the problem is that the people are homeless, sitting on the streets, trying to get warm, which is a normal thing to do, and starting and supporting that wildfire. This is not right time to start digging in and figuring out where the fall is, but there is also other catastrophe, what happens in the Florida, in the North Carolina. You know where you live. You know your nature around you. Why are we not preparing?
So, Corina, thank you very much for the call. And I'm sorry for all of you on the phone lines. You know, my guest has arrived for this hour. I'll certainly get back to this discussion with you guys on tomorrow. All of you who've called, all of you who are on the phone lines. We'll get back into this discussion on tomorrow's show. But my guest is on the line, Attorney Roy Evans. Good morning to you, Attorney Roy Evans. Thank you very much, man, for being patient. How are you doing?
And good morning to you, Earl Ingram. Patience is golden, and I appreciate the invitation to join you and your audience this morning.
So let me tell you why this is what they would call a hot-button issue. I'm talking about the fires in California, and as bad as that is, Donald Trump and Elon Musk have come out, Attorney Evans, and said this is because of the Democrats. And so, man, you've been around a while, man, and Republicans on Fox News and other places are saying this has happened because of Democratic leadership. Man, what is that, man?
Well, subterfuge and the blame game, has always been, I don't know if it's a winning strategy, but it's a distractive strategy away from the real issues that need to be discussed. It's easy to blame somebody, and it's a lot more difficult to examine yourself and your own responsibility with regards to what you're talking about. So this is part of a strategy to blame someone else, to not take responsibility, and then, therefore, you have no incentive to do anything about it.
But Attorney Evans, the Republicans are in. They won. What do they gain? And what does Donald Trump gain by this? He's not running. He's in. He's going to be in office.
Well, you say Republicans. I think it's the Republican brand, because there are many Republicans that don't agree with Donald Trump.
Well, it's okay. The brand.
Again, you have to step back and look at our current political situation. I think if you talk about Democrats and Republicans, the parties have changed. The Republican Party is no longer what it is. I think there have been some things that have taken place with regards to the Supreme Court and other entities that has provided a platform for something other than the Republican Party at this point.
So hold that thought. 855-752-4842. My guest is Attorney Roy B. Evans, and we got some stuff to discuss on the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio. You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Legislation unveiled Monday by the New Hampshire Senate would change the state's four presidential electoral votes from winner-take-all to proportional, based on which party wins its two congressional districts. Gerrymander the districts, and you guarantee more votes for your presidential candidate. Senate Bill 11 would have New Hampshire join Maine and Nebraska as the only states which have proportional electoral votes, and would apportion them based on which party wins Congressional District 1 or 2.
In November, the state's congressional seats went to Democrats, Representative Chris Pappas and newcomer Maggie Goodlander, yet the state House, Senate, governorship, and governor's executive council all went red, in large part to gerrymandered voting districts. Gerrymandered, except the districts for Congress. A 2022 proposal by the New Hampshire House Election Law Committee radically gerrymandered the districts, guaranteeing the District 1 congressional seat for Republicans. So radical, in fact, that Republican governor and possible presidential candidate Chris Sununu surprised his own party by vetoing the map and proposing his own competitive map similar to that of previous decades. New Hampshire's incoming governor, former U.S. Senator Kelly Ayotte, may not have such competitive compulsions. With a Republican House and Senate behind her, a gerrymandered congressional district could be a twofer for Republicans, both in New Hampshire and in the presidential race. I'm Brian Beal.
The Todd Alba Show.
What's going on in Washington today as we move into 2025? Have your antenna up. Don't rely on all the media sources, just your own wisdom, your own heart, your own gut. Listen to what they're saying about our friends and neighbors and family, because we innately know these people that we live with every day in our communities. Don't allow words and thoughts to tear us apart. Hold fast to that which we know, which is good.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK. Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Has anybody here seen my old friend Abraham? Can you tell me where he's gone? Oh, he freed a lot of people, but it seems a good die young, yeah. I just looked around, and he was gone.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. My guest, Attorney Roy Evans, is a warrior and who's lived through and been engaged in the civil rights struggles. And so... He's lived long enough to have seen the impact of changes that were brought in this nation because of what took place in the civil rights struggle. And so many people in this nation either don't know or have completely forgotten. And as we approach, you know, the 58th year of Dr. King's assassination, or 56th year of Dr. King's assassination, and all of the things, Attorney Evans, that we saw that came from that, that opened doors, nobody gave them to us, had to fight for those things in this nation. I had set up some different things, Attorney Evans. I was going to play The Other America, excerpts from The Other America, but we've run too late, so I'm going to bring you back where we've got some time to go through all of those things. But one of the main reasons that I wanted to have you on, sir, was because of what has happened. Diversity, equity, and inclusion. Affirmative action. Things that were, that the United States government did, admittingly, that there had been injustice on, and you know, to people in this country who, for no other reason than the color of their skin, were not given a fair and equitable opportunity. You're a man who I know loves the Constitution, loves this country, but you also know the history. What are your thoughts as they've done away with affirmative action and diversity, equity, and inclusion?
Wow, that's such a deep question. And again, my life is just a snapshot in the context of history. I was born in 1947, raised in Milwaukee. In fact, I had an opportunity to attend college in Racine. I did graduate from Dominican College back in the early 70s. And this was during a time and period in history when affirmative action and civil rights was really coming into its own. I think I've had an opportunity to see and be involved in many activities, which I am proud to say that I am a veteran of at this stage in life. But I've, after I graduated from Dominican College, I did go on to get a master's degree in education. I've taught and I've been practicing law in Wisconsin the past 46 years. I'm currently emeritus with the bar. One of the problems in discussing any topic is in complex subjects like this is that it requires more than just a simple answer. There are so many things related to any one aspect of affirmative action or DEI because there is a real deep history associated with it. In order to get any type of understanding of the subject, you really have to have a intellectually in-depth knowledge of the subject itself and what surrounds it. We live in a country that had a civil war over slavery because of the way the country was built.
Founded, yeah.
I mean, it was built on slavery.
Right.
I mean, your economics, the disparity that exists today was built on the free labor of
cheap labor, right?
Based on race. And I'll just quickly bring this up because we're just all over the place. And this is the time you need classes and seminars and studies and forums to discuss all the aspects that go into this. But when I was born in Milwaukee, for instance, my dad was from Mississippi, and he came to Milwaukee right after the war, after having served in the military. He attempted to get a veteran loan so that we could get a home, but he was denied a VA loan because of his color. There was no other reason. And as a result, we had to live for 2 years in an inadequate trailer camp for Black veterans for 2 years until a house opened up. He still couldn't, after 2 years, buy his own home where he wanted. We had to wait till the house opened up. A house opened up, but it was totally inadequate. But because of racism and discrimination and segregation, we had to live in that house for 18 years. And we took it and did the best that we could. But to move that on up a little bit, as an attorney going through college and competing against other law firms that I compete against over my career, I go up against those who have been given opportunities and who have taken advantage of the discrimination to empower themselves.
Attorney Evans, hold on a second. 855-752-4842. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. I'm joined by Attorney Roy Evans, and we're going to get into, you know, DEI and the fact and why all of a sudden DEI has been pulled and why it was, you know, created in the first place. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. This year's Wisconsin Supreme Court race could be the most expensive in the state's history. Dane County Judge Susan Crawford and Waukesha County Judge and former Republican Attorney General Brad Schimmel will face off in the spring election with party control of the state Supreme Court on the line. Judge Crawford has raised nearly $3 million, while Judge Schimmel has raised about $2.2 million. Issues like voting maps, abortion access, Act 10, and the governor's veto power could be affected by the outcome of the race. Wisconsin Department of Health Services officials say a new strain may be the cause behind the unusually high number of norovirus cases this winter. According to DHS officials, outbreaks are normal during this time of year as people tend to gather inside, contributing to the spread of the highly contagious virus. This winter, however, there have been over 100 outbreaks across the state, including at UW-Eau Claire. Experts believe that increase is due to a new strain of the virus that most residents haven't built an immunity to yet. The Bayfield County Sheriff's Office has announced the arrest of a suspect related to a December 30th shooting incident. According to law enforcement authorities, the shooting occurred in the town of Keystone near Highway 2 nearly 2 weeks ago. A 16-year-old suspect was taken into custody this week. Sheriff's Office officials say they will not be releasing further information about the incident at this time due to the age of the suspect and the absence of any further threat to the public. The incident will remain under active investigation. The city of Superior is considering expanding an initiative to add second-story housing options for buildings with ground floor storefronts. Cities across Wisconsin are struggling with the increased price of homes and the overall lack of housing stock. Planning officials say the city of Superior needs at least 1,000 more housing units to meet the current need. One solution would be working with the owners of retail properties to create more housing in existing buildings with things like tax incentives or low-interest loan programs. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Award show season is not only fun if you like award shows, it also can give you excellent suggestions of what you should be watching. On the heels of Sunday night's Golden Globes ceremony, the Screen Actors Guild just announced their nominations. Leading the way in the film category was Wicked with 5 nominations. Not too far behind with 4 nominations was A Complete Unknown, the Bob Dylan biopic. Let's do a deep dive. One of the cool things about the SAG Awards is that they recognize entire ensembles when it comes to cast. A Complete Unknown and Wicked are both nominated in the category, in addition to Conclave, Anora, and Emilia Perez. Typically, when the movie wins for ensemble cast at the SAG Awards, it more often than not results in a Best Picture win at, wait for it, the Oscars. Cast ensemble has been a category at the SAG Awards since 1995, and Variety reports that in 30 years, only 4 films have won Best Picture at the Oscars that didn't win for Best Ensemble at the SAG Awards. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today with a little light snow developing by later this afternoon. Our high right around 25. More light snow tonight. Overall, we're looking at a dusting at best. Not going to be a lot of snow. 17 our low tomorrow. Partly to mostly cloudy 24 with more light snow on the way by Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Outside now, it's 11.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Here's what the WSJ had said after J6. This week has probably finished Donald Trump as a serious political figure. Boy, that hasn't aged well, has
no,
it?
No, not at all.
In the Wall Street Journal. So after what they just said 4 years ago, Maggie, they couldn't bring it upon themselves to say that guy who did that shouldn't be anywhere near the White House again. Nope, couldn't do it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
I drew my brother's name 1 year and we went to the mall and I said, hey, while you're in there, grab me a Christmas card. We're doing the gift exchange later. So he walks upstairs, gets the card, hands it to me. I sign it, Merry Christmas. Love, Pete. And that was my gift to him. And I made him pick out, pay for, and retrieve. He's like, you are the laziest, cheapest. It was absolutely beautiful.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Dom Salvia.
Next time, James Santel, former U.S. attorney, will discuss the president-elect's appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court, and will AG Merrick Garland release Jack Smith's J6 report unredacted? Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
All right, welcome back. to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. You can text us at that same number. My guest is attorney Roy Evans. And, you know, the subject, you know, one of the things that I wanted to do is I've watched people celebrate the death of DEI and say, you know, especially many conservatives, that this has been discriminatory towards white men. And so in this nation, we can't have discrimination. And we just heard Attorney Roy Evans say, you know, his father, who was a veteran, got discriminated against, you know, when he came back. And, you know, Attorney Evans, my father, the exact same thing. It was not just, it was all black men and black people who came from. Go ahead.
But that's the whole thought. I mean, we can isolate it to me and my family, not only my father, my grandfather, who I used to visit in Mississippi, had to work as a janitor at a white church, even though he had a mathematics degree. He was not allowed to teach and not allowed to vote, which set us back as a family in gaining wealth and status and the opportunities that we needed to find out what our potentials were. So it's not just me. It's my family, it's you, it's your family. And if we look at the history of this country, which was built on slavery, which was built on terrorism, because there were many black cities that were burnt out. There were many people. I mean, so we have to examine all of those types of things to really get just an inkling of an understanding of what we're dealing with today and the necessity of things like there shouldn't have to be affirmative action.
Right.
If we adhere to the preambles of our Constitution and the underpinnings of our existence, we shouldn't have to have, because things should be fair. But terms and words are interpreted by people. And when people are in power, just like the Supreme Court interprets the Constitution. They can say what is and what is not. They are supposed to be above partisan politics, but they have been tainted and are now making decisions based on political desires. The two greatest, and everything I do as an attorney is influenced by the Constitution, but in the interpretations of the Constitution. And in my mind, the two greatest tragedies of our Constitution was the appointment of Clarence Thomas and Citizen United, which allowed decision-making to really placate those who were interested in not helping this country seek equality or seek equity or seek righteousness or seek fairness or seek those things that they claim are sacred to a democracy. So we are constantly fighting with ourselves over what we should do and how we should do it. I mean, one thing comes to mind this morning. Here we are laying to rest one of the greatest presidents ever, Jimmy Carter. And I was just reading an article about how the evangelicals set up a campaign of hate against him because he supported the civil rights movement and black people. And we have to really break this down as to what it really is. It's based on race. We want to say that it's not based on race and that it's all geared towards merit. And if you discriminate against one, you discriminate against other, but it's not. You are involved in sports and athletics, and I know I've done sports and athletics as a participant, and I've been a boxing official, and you know that in order to have a fair fight, you have to have a fair You have to have rules. You have to have guidelines. And you have to have referees that are going to allow for any boxing match or any athletic contest to be free of bias, to be free of unwarranted actions that would make that contest unfair. And we are not at that point. And again, I know I'm rambling around a little bit because there's so many things that come to mind when we talk about this particular subject. We're in a position now in the history of this country that we are going to roll backwards before we're going to be able to move forward.
So let me, that point being made, Attorney Evans, let me say to you, you and I, again, you are an attorney. You certainly weren't given that. You earned it. But there were people before you who tried to become attorneys, black people, who, you know, for decades were denied that opportunities. The civil rights struggle, the fight for equal rights brought that about, gave you an opportunity to well earn, to be able to have these types of, you know, to ply your trade. Let's put it that way. What I'm saying to you is, you're in my time because of what took place in the civil rights struggle, Dr. King and others who fought that battle, and even you and others, gave us an opportunity to live a middle-class lifestyle. Our grandchildren and great-grandchildren, at the rate things are going now, with them taking away affirmative action and DEI, are going back to a time that your grandfather and great-grandfather, and that's the issue, man. Well, you know, the history books, they don't want around anymore. So they're doing away with that.
Well, Earl, they we never really left that time. The Civil War has never really been over. It was put on pause. There was compromise. And again, this is the importance of learning history. And again, you know, we're getting off on tangents, but this is part of the reason they don't want certain things to be taught nowadays in classes. Which I think is really ridiculous as an educator myself. Learning is uncomfortable, and learning the truth is even more uncomfortable. But you don't get a sense of comfort unless you understand and can appreciate the truth and base your actions on what you know and understand. People would rather use emotion and opinion as their basis of understanding. An opinion is just how you feel or what you think. You wouldn't want me to go into the courtroom and your life is on the line and I'm asking the judge, this is my opinion, judge. I think Earl is a really nice guy. I don't know if he did it. He probably didn't do it, and so forth and so on. You want me to go in with the facts, the proof, the evidence, the understanding of the legal consequences, the law that supports my position, and those types of things. But we don't have the opportunity to have the dialogue like in the courtroom where you have sides, you have proof, you have evidence, you have your authorities where your positions can be supported.
So Attorney Evans, diversity, equity, and inclusion, affirmative action, those things came out of the judicial system that said they were going to work towards correcting injustice. So how can you now, and people say, well, it's been long enough.
No. I don't know where that comes from. It's been long enough. And in fact, as a first year law student, I represented the America's Black Law Students on the international panel in D.C. on the post-Bakke strategies after the Bakke decision came out. I met in D.C.
People don't know what the Bakke decision was.
Bakke was a lawsuit against the Berkeley Medical School. By a white student who indicated that because there was a program to allow disadvantaged students into the medical school, he was not allowed, and even though he was more qualified, he was discriminated against. So he indicated that such programs were and those programs, affirmative action, was set up to right wrongs, legal remedy for righting a wrong that existed because of the disparities that were created by history, the greed, the neglect, and the outright hostility towards people of color. It was to get some type of semblance of balance in giving opportunities that my grandfather didn't get. Okay, that's cool. My father didn't get. That affects me directly because now I have to, as an attorney, compete against those who did, whose fathers did get VA's loans, who passed that equity on to them so that they had an opportunity to experience life in a different way. I knew my experience on serving on that national panel right then. There were people saying, well, this is not going to work because we don't want it to work. We don't believe it's fair, and we're not going to allow it to work. And what happened is where we are at now, there were people who just took a side like they're doing now, saying these programs are no good. It's reverse discrimination. And I agree with reverse discrimination. If you've got discrimination, you should reverse it. I mean, but what has happened is, again, as an English major, a lot of the language like woke and false facts and that type of thing has been taken over and hijacked to demean the initial meaning of what those terms were set up to present. And then they have been promoted and put forward as something evil. And they were produced through the media as something that should be fought against. And people, without doing their research, have picked up on them and sided one way or the other, mainly because they're associated with race.
So Attorney Evans, the reason I think that this is so important a discussion is we've seen them working to dismantle. They've taken away affirmative action. The Supreme Court decided against it. And it's not accidental now that they've come after diversity, equity, and inclusion. So go ahead.
Well, you know, and I've written several articles. And one article I wrote, the night that Barack Obama was elected, I was in South Carolina with my wife, and I was elated that we had our first African-American president. But let me tell you, being in South Carolina, there were a lot of people who were not happy. In fact, they were hostile. There was a run on the gun stores, and there was, he leads a madrasa and this, that, and so forth, and so on. So I wrote a paper at that time based on the hostility that I saw called the Tsunami Warning. Because I knew that Barack Obama's election as an African-American in this country would set off what we are dealing with today. We're in the tsunami of the backlash of the earthquake that was Barack Obama, which was based on race.
Hold that thought, Attorney Evans. 855-752-4842. You're tuned in to the Earl Ingram Show. My guest is Attorney Roy Evans. You can join us.
When it's gone, you know it frees a lot of people, but the good they die young. Yeah, I just looked around and he was gone. You're
listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Matinee on Air.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time, close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Matt Nair on Air.
It is our 1 year anniversary here on Matt Nair on Air. Thank you, Greg and Calvin, for being on this journey with me. It's been great.
Thanks for having me. I can't speak for Calvin.
I'm always thrilled to be here.
Unbridled.
The enthusiasm
enjoyment.
Brimming over from you, Calvin. I'm overwhelmed. Thank you.
Matt Nair on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Albaugh Show.
Donald J. Trump has been officially certified the winner of the 2024 election the way that the Constitution dictates. You see how simple that is? There's a vote, you certify the results, democracy moves on. You might not like the results. The person I wanted to have elected didn't win, but that's the way democracy works. Unlike 4 years ago on January 6th, where rioters stormed the Capitol.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
All right. Welcome back to the last few minutes of the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. You can text us at that same number. My guest is Attorney Roy Evans, and we're having a discussion clearly about, you know, where this nation is. You know, Dr. King's holiday is coming up, and and so when you look at, you know, all that he went through and we went through and others have gone through, and you hear about diversity, equity, and inclusion, and they have basically said that diversity, equity, and inclusion was about a gender changing person who wanted to play sports with girls and go to the girls' bathroom, and they were able to successfully push that narrative, Attorney Evans, to people who bought into that and agree with that and said, by the way, diversity, equity, and inclusion, we're not going to allow that. You know, we're opposed to people who change their sexes doing it. That's not what diversity, equity, and inclusion was developed for, Attorney Evans.
Well, again, if you take a subject and turn it to your own definition as to what you want to achieve, you can do that. You can interpret things one way or flip the coin over and interpret it another way. But how is it really? What does it really impact and what does it really affect? I mean, in my opinion, the fight against the concept of DEI and affirmative action is based on an uneducated opinion. The effort was to correct obvious wrongs, which is not unfair. You can't claim the benefits of white privilege by crying you're being discriminated against because of reverse discrimination, just because the playing field is now being made even by some attempt to recognize the unevenness. It's just like playing a sport and you've been winning all along because the rules have been screwed in your favor. And now the court says, okay, we're gonna find a mechanism. And you cannot have a race-based remedy without a race-based action. You can't. And they want to confuse it with the gender or confuse it with, and you just look at affirmative action. Done the research, it's on paper. Affirmative action benefited white females more than it did people of color. You can go and look at the record and the statistics. But see, we don't get into those things because our approach to dealing with these subjects are emotion and opinion, which anybody can have, but it doesn't make it any clearer because it doesn't have any substance as to why the situation exists in the first place.
So, Attorney Evans, they clearly, corporations are now lining up quickly to say we're pulling the plug on diversity, equity, and inclusion. Universities.
They've been threatened.
I know, but universities are saying we're pulling away from diversity, equity, and inclusion. What I want to say to you, Attorney Evans, is, okay, so they've been threatened. So you talk about the Constitution, you talk about the Bill of Rights, you talk about the Declaration of Independence, you talk about all those things that supposedly make the nation what it is.
But the nation has been co-opted by determinations like Citizens United, where the power of money and the influence of money tips the scales in such a way that if you don't have money, you really can't do anything because money, it can't buy you happiness, but it could buy you a lot of other things that prevent other people from being happy. I mean, the inequities are just growing bigger and bigger and bigger and making it even more difficult. But again, I appreciate corporations like Costco who have determined that we are going to stand up in the face of this. This is why knowing and understanding and appreciate history and all those people who have sacrificed to give me the opportunity to be on this television, this radio show, and to speak my piece, at least, even though I still have to take a lot of heat from people who are stupid and ignorant on these subjects. But I am still willing because I have a connection to my history that says that history is on my side, and I need to look forward to the next generations that are coming up who need heroes like Lloyd Barbie and Bell Phillips and Martin Luther King and Adam Clayton Powell and
Carter. Right.
And I could just go on and on and on. So yeah, I'm just in the line of my grandfather and my father for standing up to those things that have created these inequities. I'm outnumbered. I don't have the money. I'm not a billionaire. But I do have a semblance of democracy by understanding the Constitution gives me the right to.
Hey, Attorney Evans, as we get closer to Dr. King's holiday, I want to bring you in. Let's spend more time drilling down because it's more than just a holiday.
A lot more.
All right. Thank you, man. Talk to you soon. 855-752-4842. I want to thank everybody who made the show go. I want to thank you, Kevin. I want to certainly thank all you, the listeners and the callers. It wouldn't be the Earl Ingram Show without you. Up next, Jane Madnair, Greg Bott, Madnair on Air. See you guys on tomorrow.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
Jane Madnair and Greg Bock.
Coming up on the show, next up for the Packers, they take on the Eagles. What are their chances heading into the playoffs? We talk to Paul Noonan from the Acme Packing Company. Don't miss it.
Madnair on Air, weekday mornings at 11.
You're an organ donor, right? Here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. you could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News celebrating Jimmy Carter. I'm Sherry Preston. Farewell to the nation's 39th president is underway right now. Sitting in the first two rows at the National Cathedral in Washington, D.C., President Biden and former presidents Barack Obama, George W. Bush, Bill Clinton, and Donald Trump. President Biden delivering a eulogy at the funeral and, says ABC's Terry Moran,
after the funeral here, Carter will make one final trip home to Plains, Georgia, where the family will have a private funeral and where he will be buried at home next to his wife of 77 years, Rosalind Carter, in the town where both of them were born.
Other speakers today at this service include Steve Ford reading remarks written by his father, former President Gerald Ford, before his death. Also Ted Mondale reading remarks from his father, former Vice President Walter Mondale, before he died. This is ABC News.